Come, Holy Ghost, kindle in us the fire of thy love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today it's 1 week since you came to church on Ascension Thursday for our Lord's Ascension, his going up into heaven. Today is called the octave, or the last day of that feast. And after Mass, we're continuing to ask our Lord to keep the promise that he made, that when he went up into heaven, he wouldn't leave us alone or orphans, that he would send his own Spirit, God the Holy Ghost, down from heaven to earth. What's that like? What would that feel like when the Holy Ghost comes? Well, did any of you ever go camping for a vacation? Some people enjoy camping very much. For other people, it's not quite their cup of tea. It's, I think, an acquired taste, largely. Well, if you went camping, and say you were in the wilderness someplace, and it was a day like today, when it was summer, only it was cold, and what if it started raining, and you just had your camp, you had your tent and things, but and then you had to set your tent up in the rain, and then your clothes got all wet because it was raining, and the ground was kind of muddy and cold and damp too, and then you had to find some dry wood to kindle, or that means to start a fire. And by now, you are thinking to yourself, well, this isn't very much fun, is it? My goodness. And then finally you found the wood, and maybe you found some dry wood that was inside of a log or something, and you started a fire, and all of a sudden, you would feel better. You could get warm, and your clothes could dry off, and you could heat up some food on your campfire. What made the difference between feeling cold and miserable and unhappy and hungry and wet and starting to feel a little bit better? It was the fire that made the difference. God the Holy Ghost, we say, is the fire of God's love. When he comes down upon us, doesn't matter if we're soaked to the skin, if we're all shivering and cold and hungry and it's all dark, once that fire's lit, we start to feel more cheerful. We start to feel warm. We can get our meal going. If you ever have the experience of camping, you know how difficult life would be if you didn't have fire. The Holy Ghost, we are saying today to the little ones, comes down like tongues of fire at Pentecost. And he still will for them. You won't see the fire, but you'll feel the warmth, and you'll be able to see the light of God's ways at Pentecost when he comes in the sacrament of confirmation. That's what the Holy Ghost did, children. When he came into the upper room, he kindled a fire. It was pretty damp and cold that day, and wet. The apostles were all afraid. They locked themselves in the upper room. They didn't want anybody to know that they were the followers of Jesus Christ. But they did one thing right. What was that? They prayed. That's why we're praying our novena. Every day after Mass, we sing that special hymn called Veni Creator Spiritus, Come Creator Spirit, Come. And we ask the Holy Ghost to come to us. And so it doesn't matter if you're feeling a little cold or distracted or cowardly or worried or sad, whatever it might be, the Holy Ghost will come, will kindle that fire. That's what he'll do for us in our hearts to make everything warm and bright and cheerful. That's what he does for us still today by his coming, especially once on your confirmation day. You who are already confirmed should remember that on Saturday. You who are going to be confirmed, you should look forward to that. You know, in the old days, and I think still today, if you went camping or maybe mountain climbing on a very high, distant mountain, you know what you would do? You'd hire someone to be your guide. So you wouldn't get lost. Your guide would know where to go, what dangerous spots to avoid. He would know how to set up camp, what to take with you, and he would also know how to kindle a fire in an emergency. He could take care of all of those things for you. Well, if you think about it, children, our life, this world of ours, it's like going camping. And some days it's pretty much fun, but other days there's mosquitoes, or else it's cold and wet, and we get very tired and even a little bit worried. Or maybe it's like mountain climbing, and when the mountain gets higher and higher and we're afraid we'll slip and we'll fall. We need a guide to show us where to go to say, wait, don't step there, you'll fall and hurt yourself. And look, this is how we can start a fire right here, and we'll get warmed up and we can have some lunch. That's what makes the difference, children. Who's that guide for us? That's God, the Holy Ghost. That's another way to think about him. That's a symbol, isn't it, of the Holy Ghost, who is our Lord's own Spirit. Now, our Lord said that the Holy Ghost would be like an advocate for us. Do you know what an advocate is? It's another name, really, for a lawyer. A lawyer is someone who studied quite a bit about the law, and he stands up for you, and he defends you in a court of law and gives you good advice as to what you should do or didn't do. So if someone is trying to bully you or take advantage of you, then an advocate stands up for you, whether it be in a court of law or someplace else. That's how advocates work. You're happy to have somebody who's on your side, who can not only show you how to do things, but who will protect you from others. That, too, is the role of God the Holy Ghost. And just think of it. All of this is happening these days of Pentecost. All of this happens once in our soul by the sacrament of confirmation. The Holy Ghost comes. So this is a good kind of a day to have this kind of a mass and this kind of a prayer, because we really do need him to come. We should feel a little bit on our own, a little bit lost, a little bit cold, maybe a little bit tired, and hungry. But then when he comes, he takes care of everything, and he makes it all to be fine again, and wonderful, and warm, and safe. That's the Holy Ghost, children. Get ready for his coming now at Pentecost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.